scaring them.
Yeah, but they get a lot of these little bridges or like overpasses running through the mountains there.
Mm-hmm.
And they get them where they get the mouth of a tunnel. You have to clean that mouth out before a train could go.
Oh.
And get out of it, you know.
So you had
big cats and big cranes.
With scoops or
yeah. And then we'd had a lot of big cranes with drag lines on them, they call it. One biggest one we had carried 8 yards, picked up 8 yards at a time.
And what is a drag line?
That's just a big crane with one, the bucket on it was about 5 feet wide.
Okay.
And about 6 feet deep, and they just drag it along on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can raise it up high and swing to let it out.
Was that work dangerous?
Oh, not really. Not anymore so in here. Oh, once in a while there was some fighting going on around them. But
mm-hmm.
The work in Korea, you didn't know where the fighting was going to go.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be fighting both directions from you.
Mm-hmm. What would the altitude of the mountains been?
Well,
would they compare to the Rocky Mountains? Well,
the mountains there make the Rocky Mountains look like a wheat field.
Oh, really?
Yeah. They're way, see, the tallest one in the world is there in between India and Nepal.
Mount Everest.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
We went right by it. You could see it from where we sat in convoys.
Mm-hmm.
We had a rest camp up there at Rawalpindi, India. That's where they think Bin Laden is hiding out. And they think they ought to be able to go in there and find him. You couldn't find nothing in there. I mean, that is thing make it so rough you can't believe it.
Mm-hmm.
It's volcanic. Must have been a lot of big volcanoes and earthquakes there because there's millions of tunnels and just caves.
Mm-hmm.
And them little boys all live in them caves.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's hard to find them in there and get them out of there.
And when you said you had a camp there, I didn't get what kind of
rest camp. Ever so often they send guys up there so they could rest a while.
Oh.
See, they had them all over, everywhere. They still got the things like that. They send them now, they send them to maybe Hawaii.
Okay, like an R&R.
Uh-huh. Oh. Rest and recuperation.
Okay.
That's what the R&R means.
So did you ever go to those camps?
Oh, yeah. A lot of times I had to take the payroll up there, and sometimes I'd have to take the mail. The sergeants had pulled that extra duty.
Mm-hmm.
The stuff come into Karachi, and then we had to see that it had taken up there.
Okay, and were there tents or?
No, they had regular camps up there, houses and buildings.
Oh, really?
And then they had a lot of tents up there too, but mainly their headquarters was in big buildings.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. When you were working in the mountains, did the altitude bother you? You just got used to it?
I guess so. It never bothered us.
Mm-hmm. But now, during World War II, did you have sufficient warm clothing?
Oh, yeah. We had plenty of clothing and everything in World War II.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what happened that they didn't in Korea, because, and then Vietnam, same way. It really gets down to politics, and I'm afraid they're trying to do it again. They always take too many people out, and then you can't hold your own.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you got the, well, one of the generals years ago said, they asked him who was going to win in the Civil War.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, the man that gets there first is with the most is men.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this is what it is. Yeah, you can harass them from the air, and you can bother them, but you can't take nothing.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to have them on the ground.
Okay. Well, during the Korean War, when you were there, you had sufficient equipment and support for what you were doing.
Mm-hmm.
Did you work with engineers?
Well, I was in Korea. I was engineers.
Oh, you were an engineer.
We are the engineers. Was the engineers there?
Okay, but you had no training for that.
No,
it was just your
dad. Mine was the equipment part.
Okay.
But you had to have them just as much as you did with the surveying.
Mm-hmm.
I knew how to keep the machinery going, and that was my part of it. They knew how to blueprint it. How to do it.
Okay, and then you would work with them? And
oh, they was in our same outfit.
Okay.
We had all types of them in ours.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, we had our own engineers there to give them to decide what had to be put where, and we was the one that put it there.
Okay. Okay. So it was just a vast number of people working together, mm-hmm, to get the road, or
In our unit, there was about, I imagine, 300.
Mm-hmm.
And counting the engineers and the maintenance and the cooks. Mm-hmm. Type of, had the whole works there.
Now, in the Korean effort of the United States, as you were doing your work and building the roads and mm-hmm. repairing the bridges, were you aware of what was happening with the fighting?
Oh, yeah. We had all that information.
Okay.
And see, in fact, if we was real close to it all the time because they the other ones what bombed it out.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
One time I was moving a bunch of heavy equipment from one spot to another, and the MP stopped me. And I had about 10 pieces of equipment going down the roof. Asked me where I was going, I told them, and they just laughed at me and said, well, you can go up there and work on it if you want to. Chinese took it over yesterday.
Oh.
So I had to turn around and go back. He said, okay. Go up there if you want to. He said, Chinese took it over yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Now, there was a thought that during the Korean action that we should have marched into China.
The average guy that was in Korea, up in that area, which I was, mm-hmm. thought it was politicians. See, Truman and MacArthur never did get along.
Mm-hmm.
And one time, in a matter of speech, MacArthur said that Truman had enough ability to be a captain, but nothing higher.
Mm-hmm.
So Truman took it out on him. We got to the Yellow River, and then they stopped to. They didn't send us any more supplies.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
We could have finished that war in, oh, I'd say a month,
mm-hmm.
if we'd had any supplies.
Mm-hmm.
But heck, no, he stopped it. We couldn't even cross that Yellow River.
Mm-hmm. Were you aware of that as it was going on?
Yeah, and we were shook up about it, but ain't nothing we could do about it.
Mm-hmm.
We had to leave most of our equipment up there because they didn't have no fuel to bring it back with.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And that was politics.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever see, was MacArthur ever around where you were?
Not where I was at. I have seen him, but not where I was at there.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, it was a kind of a mess, and then Vietnam was worse. When the French Foreign Legion couldn't whip Vietnam, and oh, why we thought we could go in and see, they took a beating there and turned and left it.
54, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And just like nobody has ever ruled Iraq or Afghanistan
mm-hmm.
or China.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a Catholic, but I've nothing against them. I like. I've got lots of good friends that's Catholics, and I think you probably are.
Mm-hmm.
Because is your dad live over at Ingalls, does he? Or
mm-hmm.
Richard?
He's my brother.
That's your brother, mm-hmm. Well,
yeah.
Yeah, I know. He's a good friend of mine.
Oh, okay.
And I was in Kinsley. I went to school in Kinsley.
Mm-hmm.
And a Catholic priest there, his name was Father Staub. And he didn't care what church you went to. You wanted to come over to that schoolyard, and he'd teach you the better deals on football and basketball and everything. So a Catholic boy and I was up to his house that evening, and he was telling us about it. And he said, now, I don't know just how it's going to come out. But he said, when it's over, we might not be one of the superpowers. Because he said, without Russia or China destroys herself within herself, we're going to be in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
But they destroyed herself. Mm-hmm. Russia did.
Yeah.
China is probably getting close to it.
Yeah.
And maybe we'll come out still a superpower.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe. But I thought that I was going to look him up after the war, but he died.
Mm-hmm.
I wondered if he'd tell us how that happened.
Have you always been interested in politics and thinking about?
No, I never did pay much attention to them.
Mm-hmm.
Just still don't.
Well, but you clearly have thought about some of these.
Right.
You clearly have thought about.
Oh, well, when I was first in Army, you couldn't even vote. Soldier couldn't vote.
Really?
No. He'd had to vote for the president because he was the commander in chief.
Oh.
I don't think a soldier could vote in the American Armed Forces till after Pearl Harbor.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, I don't think so. I don't remember just when it was, but
mm-hmm.
you did. Because, see, you can't vote against your commander.
I hadn't thought of it that way. Yeah.
And there's good ones on both sides.
Mm-hmm.
It's a shame we can't get all the good ones together.
That's right. Yeah. Do you have any other These tapes, of course, will, you know, be read by people in the future, people doing research. Do you have other information that you think they should know about your experiences?
No, I don't. It's just, well, they know it. They don't have to look it up. The worst thing you can have is a religious war.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we've got.
Mm-hmm.
And there ain't no way to predict how it's going to come out without you. They probably, it's going to come out just like, we're going to try to get out gracefully if we can.
Mm-hmm.
And I was really good, pleased with the older president,
Bush.
I thought the smartest thing ever happened when they did that, got rid of Hussein's armed forces and stuff, mm-hmm. and stopped before they went into Baghdad.
Yeah.
That's the smartest thing they done.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people didn't think that. But I said, you haven't seen the bunch of body bags that would show up if you'd have tried to go in there.
Mm-hmm.
They just, we got thousands of them killed.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I just, a little skeptical, and I'm not smarter than they are, but I've been around some of that, and I was a little skeptical when we got into this deal.
Okay. Now, when you came home from Korea, you were officially out of the service.
Yeah.
And
I got clear out on my birthday in 52.
Okay. And then you came.
But I ain't got it certainly, but it ain't together yet.
Well, that's what you said. Yes. So then, did you come back to Kinsley?
Yeah.
And start driving a truck again?
Oh, I think, remember, let's see, no, I come out to Kinsley, but I started working in a shop.
Okay.
Yeah, I never drove a truck much after that.
Mm-hmm.
And then I come out here, did you remember D. Cox, run the Ford garage?
Mm-hmm.
I come out here for him, I worked for him.
Okay.
And then I worked for Ross Miller.
Mm-hmm.
And here, and my brother worked for Ross Miller for years.
Okay, and when you look back at your experience, both in World War II and in the Korean War, do you think that experience changed you, or what do you think was significant about that?
I don't think it changed me any. I think it's just kind of like I said about the services. Maybe one here the other day had a son that's been in trouble. I was trying to get him in the Army, but they won't take him anymore if you certain amount of trouble. But so he learned to take orders and stuff. I said, there isn't a place in the world that they come there telling you what to do than the armed forces. Mm-hmm. You don't have to know nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And you ain't going to learn nothing, really, in my opinion. If you go in there that kind of a guy, you're going to get worse.
Mm-hmm.
If you get in pretty good, you'll stay about the same.
Okay. All right.
I don't believe in that idea that the armed forces run to anybody.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, I had about the same habits when I come out as I had when in. So. Okay.
Did you smoke when you were in
I didn't smoke much any of my life because I never smoked any in the service.
But most people did.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, it was really after them cigarettes.
Mm-hmm.
But,
weren't they given to you as part of?
Yeah.
Okay.
They was what they call rations. Mm-hmm. Well, you had to pay for them most of the time. I mean, when you were a long ways away from the war. Now, in Burma and China, you had to pay for them, because they never was a war, see.
Mm-hmm.
But there was access to them. They could buy them cheap.
Mm-hmm.
And
now, you mentioned before the KP, or the post exchange, PX.
PX.
What would you buy at the...
Well, anything you can buy in them. And, well, like for you can buy your shaving equipment and your deodorants and, well, I think they sold in the United States here, they just like a big grocery store.
But anything that you needed when you were over there, you could get?
You could get anything that you needed, really had to have.
Okay. Do you remember how much you got paid?
No.
No.
I started out real low and I went up pretty fast, but I don't remember how much it was.
Mm-hmm. And would you save that money or spend?
Oh, no, I never save money outside.
Well, what would you spend it on?
Oh, whiskey and cars.
Okay. Okay.
I never save money, period.
So you didn't send any money home to your parents so no. They could save it for you?
No, uh-uh.
Okay. All right, did you buy souvenirs to bring home?
I never bought any souvenirs.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't think it was worth what they give for.
Okay, all right. Okay, is there anything else you can think of? Any other thoughts or reflections you have?
No. Oh, it's in that ship when it sank. to show you the difference in people.
Mm-hmm.
When I got ready to go on duty, guard duty that night, that afternoon, I told a sergeant, his name's Sergeant Large, Charles Large, and he was that big. And I said, well, when you come up to relieve me, he's going to take my place when I got off duty. I said, bring my billfold up with me. It was in my barracks bag.
Mm-hmm.
And top of the barracks bag down the hole of the ship. And after he got hit, I hit a guy by the name of McClanahan, and Large got up on deck. Had to call a pipe to get out of there. Blew the stairs out.
Oh, my.
And Large told Mac, he said, Mac, I left that damn Lacey's money down there. Well, he said, a heck with Lacey's money. And he went over to side, and darn Sergeant Large, he went back and got it and made it and still made it off that ship.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
And he had your billfold?
Yeah, and he was in Ferryville, North Africa, and I was at Bougie. And he hadn't spent a nickel of it because my money, I'm going to send it to my next to camp.
Mm-hmm.
And in about 4 or 5 hours before I got to camp, he found out I was on that shipping order, so he spent about half of it. Said, I knew you wouldn't take care if I got drunk on it if he was alive.
What a story. So he went back down to get your billfold.
Yeah, I wouldn't have went back after it myself.
Well, no.
But he did.
And he made it out again, climbed the pipe again.
Yeah, crawled out of it again.
I'd say.
So he was a little rougher than some of them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now he had to laugh about it though, because he didn't spend any of it until he found out I was lying. I didn't. Wasn't going to take care of my money then.
Did you keep in contact with any of the people?
No. Not very many of them.
Okay.
I was around with so many different ones. See, if you was in a regular unit, that just stayed so and so, like a lot of them were.
Mm-hmm.
But I was transferred around a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I never looked anybody up.
Were you lonely? No.
I didn't think so either.
Okay. All right.
No, I just taking another day at a time.
Mm-hmm. Well, and that certainly got you through it.
Oh,
yes.
And I didn't. Must have been good for me. How old do you think I am?
Well, I don't know. I'm
15.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm 90.
Oh, my. Well, you're doing quite well at 90, don't you think?
That's what I said. Must have been about right.
And you certainly have good health?
I'm pretty good.
Yeah?
I take aspirin now, man.
Mm-hmm. Well, you've got a good memory.
Oh. Yep. I just live one day at a time.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't think about having eaten anything next day.
Yeah. Well, and you certainly have seen a lot of changes in the world. What's probably the most significant change that you've seen?
Oh, I don't know what it would be. It just did it so gradual,
Mm-hmm.
I can remember, though, at times when we got our first car. I can remember that.
Mm-hmm.
It was a 21 model Ford.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't even buy it. We bought it new, but it was, you bought what you wanted on it and didn't have no top and didn't have no side curtains. A touring car.
Mm-hmm.
And we go to town in it and didn't think of nothing about it. In wintertime and everything else, it's all it had was a windshield. And okay. Now you couldn't get nobody riding a windshield in a car with just a windshield on it.
Right. So what if it snowed? It just snowed in on you?
Well, yeah, it did.
Okay.
We went to town a lot of times in bad weather, and I had two big brothers. And in a Model T, they could just get it stuck. They'd pick it up and set it over in another rut.
Did any of your brothers go into the service?
No, they were, one of them, well, I guess they were both too old in a way, but Kenneth, my brother, one was, they were twins.
Mm-hmm.
And he was in the oil field with Continental Oil Company, and he was considered essential.
Mm-hmm.
And my other one had one osteomyelitis in it, in the one leg, and mm-hmm. the bone was showing.
Oh.
And holes in it, and they wouldn't accept him.
Mm-hmm.
So that they didn't need it. But then they were 9 years older than I am, see, so
mm-hmm.
they didn't take many that age anyway. Mm-hmm.
So you were always sort of mechanically inclined.
Yeah, I worked as a mechanic off and on since I was 15 years old.
Mm-hmm. Now, you went to school in Kinsley.
Yeah, but I didn't graduate.
Okay.
Now, that's one of my pet peeves is athletics. They kept me eligible to play football and basketball all the time,
mm-hmm.
but not to graduate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If I'd have, I was always good enough grades, I just might not go sometimes. Mm-hmm. But they'd figure out how that I could be eligible to play.
Mm-hmm. Because you were good?
Yeah, and you end up by maybe having two subjects that you had to have one of them before you had the other.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you ain't, many guys can pass that one.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You need to take number one or two English at the same time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I finally just quit, and it didn't really hurt me much, because I've made lots of money since then.
Yeah, well, it doesn't sound like it, no. You know, because you were... So then you went on the road driving trucks.
Yeah. Well, I'd made a dollar an hour in the Depression.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's not bad.
Well, no, that's not.
I was cat skinner then.
Okay, in the oil fields?
Mm-hmm.
Now, where were the oil fields?
Down in Oklahoma and up around Great Bend and Hayes and up in there.
Okay. Did a lot of young men do that?
Oh, yeah. They still do it.
Mm-hmm.
But the oil field has kind of stopped, you know, for quite a few years. Now, they're drilling pretty strong now.
Mm-hmm. So what's a cat skinner?
These big crawler tractors with dozers on them.
Mm-hmm.
They operate those.
And what did they do? I mean,
they dig slush pits and make roads and
okay.
knock hills down where they want to put something.
And was the money good when you worked?
I got a dollar an hour. I mean, in the Depression, that's what I did in the Depression.
Okay.
But see, I was single and I couldn't get on WPA.
Mm-hmm.
I had to, but. The companies were allowed 10% of their own men. They had to hire 90% WPA.
Oh.
But they had 10%, which it took to run the graders and the cats and
mm-hmm.
stuff like that. But they could hire 10% of their own men.
Okay.
And all of us guys that was on at 10% got a dollar an hour.
Oh, well, that was good. Nice.
Yeah, over, it was 30 cents for common labor, you know.
Mm-hmm. And you spent all that money.
Oh, yeah. Had a good time on it, I think. Mm-hmm. I thought I did, anyway.
Now, were you living at home then?
Sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we so dang far away, couldn't drive. See, I mean, we didn't have fast transportation in those days.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't get there very fast.
Right.
And so if you were working 75 miles away, you didn't drive to work.
Mm-hmm. You just stayed close.
A lot of these drilling bunch now drive 75 miles every day to work.
Yeah.
But then it don't take them long to drill a well.
Mm-hmm.
And they drive somewhere else instead of moving, mm-hmm. you know, they just drive to work.
So did you like the oil, working in the oil?
Oh yeah, I liked it.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know, I worked at quite a few things, but in fact, I run a shop here in Cimarron for, I guess, 40 years.
Mm-hmm.
Right across from the courthouse.
Okay, all right.
Lacey and Toothacre, that was,
oh.
I started that.
Okay.
And he worked all the time. I don't think he ever worked for anybody else but me, the Toothacre boy.
Mm-hmm. But you've been retired a long time.
I retired in 80, I think it was.
Oh, well, 10 years, that's not bad.
I think it was 80.
20 years, I guess.
20 years.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't aim to,
mm-hmm.
but I got over there and the old boy said, well, and they told me, I said, I don't want to retire, I've made too much money this year
mm-hmm.
to retire. And they kept talking to me about it, and after about a month, I got a check where I'd retired. And I called them. They said, well, why don't you just take the check and deposit it? And it went on like that for about a year. And then they finally decided, but they told me at the time, said, hey, they'll catch it. But said, we can't do anything about it.
Hmm.
And about a year's time, they give me a notice that I could pay it all back at once, or they'd take it out of my pay just so much a month, and they didn't no interest. Well, heck, I had a dang near a year's salary without no interest.
Mm-hmm.
So the smartest thing for me to do was just let them take it out of my salary every so much.
Right.
And but I had gotten, I don't know why they haven't made that mistake, but they, well, one time I was paid in two names.
Mm, okay.
That's bad. I have that trouble yet. My name is actually James K. Lacey.
Mm-hmm.
But I go by Kyle Lacey mostly. I don't hardly ever have that James on it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, D. Cox didn't know my name was anything but Kyle Lacey.
Mm-hmm.
So he paid my name from fourth grade here.
Yeah.
And It was to the same number, but it took them a long time to find it.
Mm-hmm. You've had problems with records your whole life, haven't you?
Yeah, all my life. And brought it on myself.
Yeah.
By going, but, well, see, I've got a lot of relations around Great Bend and Kinsley. And
mm-hmm.
Some, every Lacey family has a Jim in it, or James, you know.
Okay.
Well, heck, you get over around Great Bend, and I don't think it's so bad now, but when I was young, there must have been five or six of us
mm-hmm.
that had about the same name.
Yeah.
Well, some of them wasn't the best pay in the world. So, one time, I was working for International at Kinsley, and a nurse called me up, a receptionist, and really eat me out for not paying my bill. And I said, well, I've never been in your place. And then she said, well, everybody tries to pull that on me. Says, you was in here, and I don't know what all. And I said, well, where are you? Are you here in town? She said, yes, just down the alley, about two buildings. And I said, well, I'll be over and see you. So I went in the door and standing there, and she said, could I help you? And I said, well, you've been talking to me.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you're not the one I'm talking about. And I said, I tried to tell you that on the phone.
Yeah, there's a lot of...